What happens when universities engage rather than arrest Gaza protesters? I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. What if universities negotiated with students engaged in Gaza solidarity protests instead of calling the police to violently arrest them? A mass movement opposing Israel's ongoing assault on Gaza has spread like wildfire this spring. Student organizers have issued demands ranging from university divestment from companies profiting from the war on Gaza and from Israel's occupation of Palestine to the creation of Palestinian studies programs and more. In most cases, sadly, officials have responded with brute force, calling in police and destroying encampments. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson called for the deployment of the National Guard, while New Jersey Democratic Congressmember Josh Gottheimer wants to get the FBI involved, The Intercept reports. Thousands of students and faculty have been arrested so far this spring, with several seriously injured.
We set up for 7 days.
Rafi Ash, a student at Brown University, said on Democracy Now! NewsHour, describing Brown's Gaza solidarity encampment. Rafi, part of Brown Jews for a Ceasefire Now, explained.
While the administration raised its disciplinary threats over the course of those days, that really did not, sway students. And as the administration was trying to start set up for commencement, the pressure grew on them to actually begin to, either force us out or come to the table. And we were able to force them to the table on Monday of last week, and that led to a multi-day negotiations process. We were able to actually, push to force a vote on divestment, and that's a vote that's never happened before at Brown, and that's something that we've been pushing for a long time.
For many Brown students, the war on Gaza hit home last Thanksgiving when a white man shot Brown Jr. Hisham Awatani, along with his two close friends, both Palestinian Americans, while they were taking a walk near Hisham's grandmother's home in Burlington, Vermont. Hisham was paralyzed. Students at Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, also successfully negotiated with their administration. The Evergreen community has its own painful connection to Gaza. Rachel Corey was an Evergreen student in 2003 when she traveled to Rafah in southern Gaza. Rachel was crushed to death by an Israeli military Caterpillar bulldozer on March 16, 2003, while nonviolently defending a Palestinian home from demolition. Alex Marshall, a graduating Evergreen senior, explained on Democracy Now! How that history influenced negotiations.
She's been gone for 20 years, but her memory lives on amongst the student body and the Olympia community at large. I've read her emails to her parents in multiple classes that I've taken at Evergreen.
Through negotiations, Alex summarized.
We focused on divesting from companies that are profiting off of Israel's occupation of Palestine. They also agreed to release a statement calling for a ceasefire and acknowledging the International Court of Justice's genocide investigation.
At Rutgers, New Jersey's main public university, students also achieved a negotiated settlement.
It was a four-day encampment, and as a result of our collective efforts, we were able to have the Rutgers administration agree to commit to 8 out of 10 demands.
Asil, a Palestinian student at Rutgers, New Brunswick, with family in Gaza, said on Democracy Now!, using only her first name for safety reasons.
We demanded to divest from Israel, from Israeli apartheid and settler colonialism. We did get an agreement to have a meeting with the Joint Committee on Investments, with the Board of Governors, with President Holloway, for divestment, which is a process to divestment. So this is incredible progress in our eyes and to everyone's eyes, I think, because we have been asking for a meeting for 5 years, and we finally got one.
Calls for a ceasefire are mounting, pressuring the Biden administration. Sadly, any negotiated ceasefire will be too late for many Palestinians in Gaza, where the official death toll approaches 35,000.
Nearly 100 of my members were martyred,
Asil said.
I still have family left. I'm still in contact with them, but they are all displaced. Our family homes basically destroyed. The Gaza that I once knew is essentially gone, but I am more than confident, along with my family, that we will return and that we will rebuild it.
While many Jewish students have participated in the Gaza protests, mainstream media outlets focus on Jewish students who are opposed, saying the protests make them feel uncomfortable or threatened. Frederick Lawrence, former president of Brandeis University, responded on Democracy Now!
Many people feel that when they hear views that they deeply disagree with, that's threatening to them. That's not how universities operate. You are not entitled to be intellectually safe. You are entitled to be physically safe.
Brandeis was founded after World War II in the wake of the Holocaust and named after Louis Brandeis, the first Jewish Supreme Court justice, known for his advocacy of free speech. Universities, Lawrence said,
exist for the purposes of creating and discovering knowledge.
Additional negotiated settlements have been announced at Pitzer College, University of California, Riverside, Sacramento State, and Middlebury College. All these examples should be studied closely by university administrators before they call in the police with their batons, rubber bullets, tear gas, and handcuffs. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.